The committee on rules administration will come to order. We had hoped to be in the advisor bill right now, Senate Bill 3223. Apparently, it's not quite ready. They're looking for Senator Rimmer to sign something. So why don't we deal with Senate Resolution 198? This was drafted on my request based on our conversation with Senator Fischbach on the floor the other day. Mr. Watson, what does this do?
Mr. Chairman, this clarifies that the date on the report of the Conference Committee is in order at any time after the report's been made available electronically or printed in place on the desk of each member or at an earlier time agreed to by the majority of the whole Senate. So the kind of the date that you wanted to have the other night would be explicitly permitted by this rule. The report would either be available or if the majority wanted to begin the date on the conference report before the report was available, the majority could vote to do that. That would be the majority of the whole Senate or 34 votes to do it even without the text being available.
Senator Clark.
So Mr. Chair and Mr. Watson, did that would essentially put into rule the custom and usage act?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Clark, correct.
Senator Martin.
Chairman, that's what we've been doing since I've been president of the Senate. I mean, it's just, we've been doing it for 8 years for sure, and maybe longer, so I think it's a good idea to get this done.
Senator, sure. I'm sorry, Senator. Senator.
Oh, he's not that good looking.
I'm a lot younger.
Yeah.
Hypothetical question. Why do you suppose Mr.
It's a fruit jar.
Mr. Watson.
I think it's to avoid being diverted to business that's really not before the body, that there should be some order to the procedure. You should be working on things in some kind of a logical sequence. And so you don't want people just to be standing up and engaging in discussion on something that's irrelevant to them, to the business.
You need a motion.
Senator Metzen moves adoption of Resolution 198. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Yes, why don't we had a resolution earlier when we put the two together, so we just take up one on the floor. Remember about a week ago we passed something else related to Senator Hand's suggestion? So do we have an amendment to do that?
Mr. Chairman, I think it might be in your folders. If not,
nope, it is not.
It will be passed out now. And what the amendment does is it takes the resolution that you reported to the floor 2 days ago and adds it to 198 so that they're both together.
Well, no, this was not the hand. Where is the hand?
No, this is not the hand.
What happened to the hand? Did we adopt the hand?
That is on the floor. It's right on the floor.
Well, we could put that on here too. Okay, why don't we, do people remember what the hand was? Or can we just get a copy real quick? Let's get a copy. We might as well put them all in one place. We have actually done 2 days. Why don't we'll just set this aside for a second and talk about the interim memo. Everybody have a chance to review this, and what does everybody think?
I think it's fine. I looked at it. Sure.
So Lanks, that you had expressed on this, we're now looking at the, you had expressed the old system was July 1st for travel expenses. This now says that is cut off once you buy the pass.
Well,
In-district travel, right? In-district travel.
The one deposit of that is that you've got a latitude of about 2 weeks or something. You can have different people drawing different dates. Seems like it'd be cleaner just to go to July 1st.
Keep in mind, before, July 1st was always before filings.
Yeah, yeah.
So the issue really is someone filing bonds. They then become a candidate.
I understand.
Someone who is retiring will never file for office. Therefore, they can continue to collect their in-district mileage. That's the issue.
And then, I mean, the way it is, then there will be some people that will be able to collect for a couple of weeks bonds, and then somebody based on how when they file.
So we could theoretically, you could close it off at the end of filings if someone has filed.
At the end of filings, what?
2 weeks. What?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, Eileen Lunzer, Fiscal Services. It goes from May 18th to June 1st, so we're only looking at a two-week span.
So, Senator Langstaff, would that accomplish, why don't we make the day June 1st?
June 1st is the last day of filing.
Yes.
That's why we're almost at us.
Senator Cohen, you're shaking your head related to this or something else?
No, I'm just nodding off.
Okay. Does June 1st, Senator Langston's point is we should be consistent for everybody. So we can either do filings open or filings closed.
And that's in-district mileage, it doesn't have to do it. Coming down.
That is correct.
Mr. Watson.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, constituent service miles is... we used to call it in-district miles in the past, and then Senator Fredrickson had brought it up, that sometimes he goes outside of his area, remember that? Yeah, so he didn't feel right about taking the in-district mileage, so we called it constituent service miles, so it kind of encompasses all of it. So when we were talking about this, and we called it constituent service miles now, I think what we were looking at, or looking for an answer from leadership and rules for fiscal services, do we want to just stop it at June 1st, before we would stop it at July 1st, but because of filings being earlier this year, if we could stop it at June 1st, and then the members that are not going to run again, they would be able to take it throughout to the end of the year.
Right. So, members, does that sound like a reasonable approach, Senator Sandman?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, so Mr. Watson is drafting some language. So, the only ones affected by this are on June 1st. If you file, you lose your constituent service. Mm-hmm. That's to make sure incumbents are treated fairly with non-incumbents. Now, is it filing for the state Senate or filing for office? Huh? Filing for office? Senator Clark.
Nothing that we're doing today would stop someone from being able to be utilized, I believe, the campaign funds for doing constituent related activities.
Mr. Chairman.
That's a Mr. Watson.
Okay.
Assuming it's legal under the campaign finance.
I just want to remind members who might feel like these are not going to be able to do it.
Again, assuming it's legal under the campaign finance. That is separate to our situation.
Mr. Chair, we had it when people filed. Is the office going to have to check and see who's filed before they...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Lang said, yeah, we did talk about that. If we had that two-week window, we certainly can go on the Secretary of State's website, and they would tell us who's filed, so that wasn't going to be a tough thing for fiscal.
Why don't we just pick, Mr. Watson, do you have a June 1st, if you filed, type language?
Mr. Chairman, it would be that the first line, delete once and insert... June 1st,
which first line? Where?
Reimbursement for constituent service miles will be suspended once a member. Delete once and insert June 1st. And on the next line, delete files and insert who has filed.
Does it mean public office or just file will take care of it?
Who has filed for office?
So Speaker Kelleher. Space Center Center, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Then non-retire, then those who are retiring can still collect because they have not filed claims. Okay?
Madam Chair, or?
Let's adopt that first. Senator Metzen moves that language that Mr. Lodge just read. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Senator Sennigin.
Just a tagline on this. I don't believe in 8 years I've ever done a constituent mile other than going back and forth.
Senator, you haven't. No.
And part of that is, maybe I just don't understand it.
With all due respect, explained it to you, but.
I'm not sure that was necessary.
No, but I'm sorry, but no, we have. We've talked about this.
There's been many.
My wife said it doesn't stick.
So how does it work?
The constituent service miles?
Right.
Well, we do have forms. We have nothing but paper over there. But we have constituent service forms, and what you're writing down is how many miles are you claiming that you've done constituent work? Kind of within your district, but at least maybe 20 miles outside. We're not talking 100 miles outside, but about 20. We ask that you document the miles, not the odometer readings, but just the mileage and the town that you went to. And in that case, that way it's not taxable.
Now, under what we just adopted, if you are coming, for example, Senator Cohen holds a finance committee.
Yes.
And Senator Sennigin drives up to the finance committee. He can claim that still.
That would not be constituent service miles. That would be under a committee. That would be just regular mileage.
So, and you can still claim that?
Most definitely.
Okay.
But, Mr. Chair, and I think I know the answer, but if I drove over to the Dodge County Courthouse 25 miles or so to attend the county board meeting and report.
Yes.
That's reimbursable.
That's constituent service mileage, yes.
That would, it's reimbursable until June 1st. Normally, that is constituent service mileage. Yes. Okay, was there anything else on here that members had noticed that we should consider?
Did you want up that per diem?
Let's ask the chief of staffs. Was there anything else you noticed on here that we should think about? Okay. All right, so, and...
Chair, can I just add, is this the same out-of-state travel language that we've had? We were a little tight with out-of-state travel in 2009, I think. But I think it still worked for those that needed to go. I don't remember if we had a travel ban or not.
Is this the same language, Mr. Lawson?
Yeah. Okay.
We do still have a travel ban.
But it's not absolute, I can understand.
I don't know, have we okayed any out-of-state travel in the last...
We have, but very, there was one.
Canada or something? Those
yes.
We're driving to Canada?
Yeah.
For international...
And it was just, right, but travel is at an all-time low. We're just not seeing it. We're not seeing authorization.
The one that was okayed, Senator Sennigin, was there's some kind of, a couple of the northern legislators worked with Canadian provinces on inter-border issues. And it's something they do once a year or once every 2 years or something. Ms. Campbell, would you explain what that was?
No.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
It does not stay out of the country.
But no one's been... as far as I know, no one's traveled out of the country on Senate ballots for a long time. Unless it's been through somebody else paid for it.
There's been a few trade missions.
But as a Senate pay for that?
Per diem.
Per diem. Oh, right. We have given how much per diem? There's some limit on what we've done now.
We've given 2 days per diem generally for travel days to and from events because the thought was that those were events, or those were days when they wouldn't normally have meals or other expenses covered at, say, an NCSL event or along those lines. So that had been our practice of the interim.
We've been pretty tight, and Ms. Campbell has not been the most popular person for a while. And I blame her when people say something. But we've been pretty tight, I'm trying to say. Okay, then Senator Metzen, Sir Metzen moves adoption of the bill as amended. And as I understand, that's the only action that we need on this. There will not be a vote on this, correct? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Okay, Ben, let's go back to trying to put all the rule changes in one place. So these two sheets are the Hahn proposal that we adopted. So first, let's amend the Hahn proposal to 198A-1. And Senator Metzen moves that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Now, the A1, as amended, is moved as an amendment to 198, which is the SR zone. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. So now we have three rule changes that are all in one place, and we will take them up. So now we need to amend the adopted 198, I take it. So Metzen moves it. That we adopt the amended 198. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Okay, we will just go in recess. We'll keep the room set up, and the revisor bill will be here at some point. It's not here now, I think. Okay. Have we dealt with? We had two revisor bills out there.
The first one is all processed.
The meanwhile one got processed by now?
They're both hers, but the first one is done, and now this is the second one.
Did we process it as was, or did she amend out that language?
No, they amended.
That language out?
Well, added back in.
Did we change what was on the Senate floor?
What in?
Which time?
Just looking for Senator Frederickson.
He's missing.
Ms. Hogan? Senator Moi had the process bill as it was supposed to be passed last year that had that language in it. Is that how she passed it off the Senate floor?
Yes. It actually was amended on the Senate floor by Senator Chaudhry.
To do what?
To make it like last year, to put it back in the shape of last year.
So what we sent to the House was the way the House was supposed to pass it last
year. And they did, yes.
And they did pass it.
Well, this year it's passed and agreed to the way it was, so it's now in the shape it was last year.
And has the House passed that?
Yes.
So that's one.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the only, whatever this next one is, okay?
Right.
Okay, last year the House had failed to pass the revisor bill.
Oh.
So we'll just go into recess and come back at some time today with the revisor bill. Rules committee is in recess.
Gentlemen.